It's got clouds, got a whole lot of smoke, and 54 degrees, what we got going on, September 6th edition. Our Wednesday talk round begins. We got to talk Rotary. Got to be the first Wednesday of the month. Ed Gerger in this morning. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
You're doing the duty for Kim Nelson today.
Yes, Kim was looking for volunteers, and I couldn't raise my hand fast enough that I was busy, so here I am.
Ed, we got a lot to talk about, from youth to kind of something fun with football, and then we'll wrap it up with of course, your blood screenings coming in October. But let's start out with Rotary and getting youth involved.
So, Rotary is known for a lot of different things, and, you know, whether it be the polio vaccine that we've pushed worldwide and building with schools and other parts in third world countries. But locally, what we really stress is the leadership we try to bring out in our youth, whether it be through the Student of the Month program we have. We also have a local two-day leadership camp put on that we put on with people that, you know, have leadership classes they've taught other places. Or we also sponsor what you've heard before is RILA, which is a Rotary leadership camp held up at Crookston, where they come from all around the region for a couple hundred kids attend to develop leadership. And so, as you go through time, you notice that there's certain people that stand out in your life, and you want to make sure that you will keep developing leadership in the younger people, so we have those people in our society.
Right.
Unfortunately, it seems like a lot of our social networks that we've had in the past are not quite what they used to be in a fabric of our community.
It's true.
The FFAs, the 4-Hs, they're still there. Unfortunately, their participation isn't what it was. And so we're trying to pick up, we can't pick up the slack, but we can encourage it that there are kids that have the qualities that don't have the confidence, whether it be through the social media influence or the other way sometimes. But we try to show them there's other ways and to bring themselves through society without having to express in the modern way, the more traditional way, mm-hmm. of being a strong leader, being confident of yourself, and moving forward. So if anybody's really interested in helping develop the youth that way, we welcome you to come check out what we do. And you don't have to join Rotary per se, but if you want to help in those kind of activities, we'd appreciate it.
Sometimes with youth, all they need is an on-ramp, and it's great that Rotary provides that.
Yes, we're trying. Thank you.
All right, let's get to what do you got going with this football thing here? Tell me more about this.
So every year, it's part of our fundraiser where we use the proceeds to develop that leadership camps and what have you. It's called our football books, and what it is every Monday night there's a football game, thank goodness. And so for $20, you have 17 games that you have a chance to win $25 back. Where's it 50? I don't even know what the winnings are. I've never won. But it's $20 for the book. I know that. And I think it's $50 a game that you win. So you have 17 chances across all 17 Monday night games. And come Super Bowl, there is a chance each quarter to win also. So for a small investment of $20, mm-hmm. You can have quite a few chances to win. And you don't have to do anything. You buy the book. The numbers are selected for you. And it all depends on what the score of the game is of the two opponents. So if your numbers, say you buy a book 235, your number would be 35 in the column. You go across and the different scores, and that's either win or you don't.
I could even navigate that.
Yes.
That's user-friendly.
Exactly. So that's coming up. Again, like I said, that's $20. A check. Gate City has somebody selling them there if you want a place to stop at. Otherwise, find your Rotary member. Also coming up this month, on the 14th, we will be called Fill the Bus.
I love that.
And so we use the Wapton double-decker bus, and we take that to both Econo and Breck on the 14th, and on the 21st, Econo and Wapaton. And Rotary members accept donations, whether it be cash or food, and we try to fill the bus with food. And again, we've been doing this for several years, and I think last fall, I think we did just short of a ton of food.
Wow.
And I think it was just short of $1,000 on that one day, or 2 days, two days combined. But so that's an opportunity to get involved in our community and help help those that need other help.
That's been a great promotion for you guys, too, throughout the years.
It really has been. It has. And, of course, having that big green bus out there happens to be eye-catching, so we appreciate the city allowing us to use that.
And we'll wrap it up. We got to talk another popular promotion that you do is your blood pressure, blood screenings.
Yes. Fall is a busy time for Rotary. And in October, after the first weekend, it will be our blood screening. And what that is for, I think it's $60. You get your whole blood profile scanned or taken and compared to what normal would be, including your AC1 for diabetes is also checked out there and is part of that cost. So we've had quite a few people over the years that didn't know that they were having an issue, and mm-hmm. they took this blood screening and it kind of flagged it. They went to their clinic doctor and they were able to head off more serious problems. So if you're not regularly going to your doctor, if you're not regularly getting some kind of testing done, this is an economical way that we do it twice a year in the fall and in the spring to kind of monitor where your body's at and to see if there's any changes going on that you need to address in a more fashionable way that's less intrusive than operation or something like that.
Right. Busy time for Rotary. Ed, yes. Still looking for new members?
Well, we always, like any club, we'll always take new members. Like I said, we accept everyone. But, you know, if you have a passion to help youth, if you have a passion to be part of the community, we're a community service. That's part of that is our motto, community service.
Right.
It's what we can do to help the community be a better place to be. And if you're that kind of person, we'd welcome you to help us in that mission.
Right. Talking Rotary like we do first Wednesday of every month. Ed, pleasure seeing you again, my friend. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. It's 9:13 here. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
I never stay in one place too.